ACB Radio Main Menu listeners. My name is Shane Jackson. And for this segment of Main Menu, we're doing a review of one of the lesser known but most sophisticated of the email clients on the market. It's a product called PMMail 2000, and it's from Blueprint Software Works. I'll give you their contact info at the end of the review. PMMail 2000 has two flavors, standard and professional. I use the standard. The professional has high security features and PGP, encryption, message encryption, that sort of thing. I don't need that. It's $20 higher than the standard version. You can go check it out at their website, which I will give you. You can download it, and when you download it, you'll get a 45-day demo of PMMail. And that's a rather generous demonstration version there. Usually they're 30 days or 15 days. This is 45. You can use it as much as you want during that 45-day period. It is fully functional. The install of PMMail is standard. It's pretty much standard. The only thing that you might have a problem with is registering the program, which we're going to do in this interview, in this review. I keep calling it an interview, but it's a review. PMMail, when you install it, will take you through a creation wizard, which will enable you to enter your account information. It'll want your full name as you want it displayed. It will want your POP server and your SMTP server, so you need to know those, as you do with any email client. You can migrate files, such as your address book files or your messages, from other email clients, but I haven't gotten this to work correctly because it doesn't recognize Outlook Express, and that's the only other email client I have on here. PMMail is very versatile. It will do many things. You can use it as a listserv. You can create filters in it. You can create groups, addresses, that sort of thing. You can have multi-address books, multi-accounts. And without further ado, let's go on into the program here and test it out. Now, by default, you'll have a desktop icon. But as you'll see, if I keep doing interviews slash reviews for Main Menu, I don't use the desktop icons. I like to have everything from the Programs menu. So I'm going to go to Programs.
Program Submenu.
Start menu with the Control Escape or the Windows key, either one. P for Programs.
Free Common IC Utility Submenu.
And P again for PMMail.
Paperport Submenu.
That's Paperport.
PMMail 2000 Submenu.
PMMail 2000, that's the one I want.
PMMail 2000 Help.
PMMail 2000 Help. I don't want that.
PMMail 2000 Read Me.
PMMail 2000 Read Me.
PMMail 2000.
PMMail 2000. That's the one I want. Let's hit Enter. And I've got it set to automatically check for mail. So it's going to do
that. PMMail 2000 Jack 728. Accounts / folders. Inbox. Inbox 1.
And as you can tell, it'll beep in just a second. It tells you how many messages you have in the folder as you arrow up and down the tree view. That tells me the messages... Message automation is complete, sending and receiving.
Outbox.
I'm using down arrow. I'm on the tree view.
Inbox 1.
Inbox 1. I'm using JAWS for Windows 3.7U. I'm using a Turtle Beach Montego sound card with Eloquence, so you're hearing Eloquence in the background as well. And I apologize if the speech is too fast for some of you. And as a matter of fact, I can just... slow that down for you so that you'll have a better time of it.
File submenu.
Let me do that right here. Let's go to... I'm in JAWS.
Voices. Global. Dot, dot, dot.
Okay, we're global.
Global. Rate 85. 41st. 63. 65. PMMail 2000 Jack 728. Accounts / folders. Inbox 1.
Now you can understand what's being said, and I apologize for keeping it that fast. Okay, it says I have one message in the mailbox, and if I go down to the list view, it will allow me to see that message. To preserve that person's privacy, I'm not going to do that. Y'all just...
Messages not...
Let it say messages not selected is what it was going to say, and I'm going to select it. I'm going to delete it. You just use the delete key, by the way, to delete the message, and it sends it to the trash folder. PM Mail is a rather standard-looking email client. If you remember the old Microsoft Internet Mail, this is similar. You have a list view and a tree view. The tree view is a list of your inbox, the list of your mailboxes, which you have, in my case, Jack728, which is my account folder, is open. And under that, like little branches, you have drafts, inbox, sent mail, trash, and personal mail. And, of course, a draft is for draft messages, you know, that you're writing and you want to edit them later, or you get a phone call in the middle of or something like that, you can store them in the drafts mailbox. Inbox and outbox are obvious. Send mail is for if you have PM Mail set to save a copy of your messages, they will be stored in the sent mail folder. The trash mailbox is obvious, and it does function as expected, as a recycle bin. If you tell PM Mail to send messages to the trash, it will do so. If you tell it not to, it'll just go ahead and delete them. It's called true deletes in PM Mail, and you can enable that from the menu system. I have one that I created called Personal Mail Box, which is for my list mail. Certain lists. And while we're doing this review, we're going to demonstrate how to do that. You can either create a message at root level. In other words, if you want to create your message on the same level as inbox, outbox, sent mail, and trash, and in my case, personal mailbox, you can certainly do that. Also, if you want to create one as a child, for instance, if you had inbox and you wanted your messages from PC Audio and Blind Tech and ACB Radio Friends to go in the inbox, but you wanted them to be in, wanted each one to be in separate folders, you could certainly do that, and they would all be under the inbox when you opened it. It would open and close just like, you know, expand and compress, just like a regular tree in a tree view. So those are some of the things you can do with PM Mail. Let's put it through its paces. I've already got the program set up. The first thing we're going to do is look at the menu structure. It's not very standard, yet it is standard. instead of file, edit, view, options, tools, that sort of thing, we have PM Mail, account, folder, message, tools, window, and help. So it's almost standard. On the PM Mail account menu, on the PM Mail menu, we have, well, let's just put it through its faces. The shortcut for the menu is Alt-P, or you could just hit the Alt key and down arrow. Now, let's go ahead and hit Alt-P for PM Mail.
PM Mail, fetch all accounts, Alt plus F2.
Fetch all accounts, Alt F2. PM Mail is a multi-account email client, so if you have more than one account, you can most certainly use each one here. And I do have more than one account, but I'm not going to set those up. But you can do that. And Alt F2 will search every one of them and download messages. That's when the filtering part of this email client really shines. Let's go down arrow.
Properties.
Properties.
Exit.
Exit. And that's the end of this menu.
Fetch all accounts, Alt plus F2.
Wrapped. When you hit down arrow again, it wrapped up to the top. Let's hit the right arrow, and we'll go to the account menu.
Fetch F2, account.
We're in the account menu, and it says Fetch F2. This is for a single account. Mine's Jack728. And it's telling me that the accelerator key is F2 to fetch.
Send queued messages F5.
Send queued messages F5. This is like the Alt-S in Outlook, or the Control-Enter in Outlook, which are one you use, or the Control-E in Eudora. Same thing.
Remote control F4.
Remote control F4. PM Mail has a feature where you can check your messages. You can look at them, mark them as read, mark them unread, mark them for download, mark them for delete, that sort of thing, up on the server without actually bringing them down. You can do all that before you download them is the gist of it. I've never used that feature that extensively, but some of you might love that feature, especially if you work and you have email at work. So I encourage you to try that.
Create
an account. That's obvious.
Delete.
That's obvious. Delete an account.
Account error log.
If you try to connect and it can't connect for some reason, this is where you come to generate a TXT file to find out why. That's very handy. It'll tell you why you couldn't connect.
Set as default checked.
Set as default, that's checked. If you have more than one account, you can pick the one you want to be your default.
Filters, Control plus J. Properties.
Fetch F2. So we wrapped around. Let's go to the next menu, which will be folders.
Create a root level folder.
This is what I was explaining to you. Create a root level. We went over that.
Create a child level.
I'm just using down arrow here.
Delete.
Properties.
Create a root level.
And we're back to the top of the menu. Now the next menu is fairly long. That's the tools menu. Let's go over there with right arrow.
New message control plus A.
Excuse me. We're on the message menu. Since I said tools, I go ahead
address book control plus shift plus A.
We'll do the tools menu so I won't confuse you. First option on the tools menu is address book. If we down arrow,
search messages, control plus F.
Search messages. That's if you want to search. You can search by anything in this program. It's one of the most extensive search utilities I've seen in an email client. I haven't even been able to use all the features. You can search by a certain date, certain many, many criteria that you can search for. It's very handy. So certainly give that a try as well. Be good for business users, I would assume.
Filter Builder Grade.
That means I can't use it because I don't have a message highlighted. Filter Builder allows you to build a filter based on the current message's settings.
Re-index submenu.
I don't know what that is. I've never used it.
Migrate.
That's if you can get it to migrate files from your other email clients. You'd certainly use that migrate wizard right there to do that.
Address book. Control plus shift plus
and
A.
We wrapped back around to the address book. Now I'm going to left arrow because I accidentally skipped the message menu.
New message, control plus N, message.
That's standard. New message, control plus N. We're just going to down arrow through this.
Reply to, control plus R submenu.
Okay, reply to. Now in PM Mail, when you reply to a message, you have two options. If it's a list message, if I got a message from Jonathan Mosen via PC Audio. In other words, if Jonathan Mosen sent a message to PC Audio and I wanted to reply to it, if I hit Control R, which it just said Control R.
Reply to Control plus R submenu.
Control plus R. It would give me a choice of replying to the list, or if I hit Tab, it would highlight Jonathan Mosen's personal address. And I could hit Enter on either of those, or I could hit Enter on Cancel. So that's a handy-dandy feature. Now, the reason this is saying reply to submenu is because if we hit right arrow...
Include quoting.
Or enter. It says include quoting.
Include quoting grade.
That's actually grayed out because I don't have a message highlighted. You can tell PM Mail when you reply to a message, I want you to add that person's message as well as mine. For instance, if I get that same message from Jonathan Mosen, and I want to reply to it, but I want him to see his message under mine or above mine, wherever I position my cursor, that can do that. And the other option is
exclude quoting.
And that's...
Reply to control plus R.
That's the exact reverse. And I just hit left arrow to get back to the main menu there. Reply to. Let's go on down.
Reply to all. Control plus Alt plus R submenu.
Alt Control R is reply to all. That would apply to reply to everyone in your address book.
Forward grade Alt plus F.
That's obvious. Forward Alt plus F.
Bounce grade Alt plus B.
Bounce Alt B. Now that's interesting. Bounce is a sort of a redirect. If I send a message to Jonathan Mosen and he looks at it and sends it to PC Audio, he could bounce the message to PC Audio. And PC Audio would never know that he got it. In other words, it would just look like I sent it. So it's sort of like the redirect feature in Eudora.
Read grade, enter grade.
Read, enter. That's obvious.
View attachments grade, control plus alt plus A.
View attachments. Most email clients, your screen reader has to come up with a way to view the attachments. So if you know that someone is sending you an attachment, you no longer have to rely on your screen reader's insert A command or whatever it is to give you the message attachment. Via mail has it built in. You just hit alt control A and there comes your attachment up and you can open it, save it, whatever you choose to do.
Save grade, control plus S.
That's standard.
Append grade, alt plus A.
Append, that means you could append a message, one message to another.
Mark as read grade, alt plus R. Mark as unread grade, alt plus U.
Mark as read and mark as unread.
Add sender to address book grade, alt plus S.
Add sender to address book. If you get a message from someone and you like them and you want to correspond with them often, you want to add them to your address book, you use alt S. Standard.
Add sender to group grade, alt plus G.
Add sender to group, that's alt G. PM Mail has a feature built in it where you can create groups or distribution lists of different people. And it can actually function as a list server. So you could tell people, send me a message with your name and the subject. And PM Mail would act accordingly. It would either send you a file or replace you on the address book, list view, let me rephrase that, put you in the address book, delete you from the address book, that sort of thing. Very interesting, but it's beyond the scope of this review. You would have to explore that on your own. Certainly, if a more detailed review of PM Mail is desired, I would be glad to do that, but we don't have time to cover those features in very much detail here.
Move grade, control plus M.
Move message, control M. That also works in the address book, by the way, if you want to move an address to a different address book. Same way, control plus M. You can also move this message.
Move grade, control plus M.
Move grade, control plus M. You can move it to a different folder.
Copy grade, control plus C.
Same thing with copy, except when you copy, a message is left in the folder you left. And move is just like cut.
Print grade, control plus P.
Print, that's standard.
Print default grade.
Print default, I don't know what that is. I would assume you can have different printers or something. I don't know.
Apply manual filter submenu.
Apply manual filter submenu. That's in case you want to do your filtering by yourself. And we'll right arrow.
All.
It has all, and that's the only choice it has.
Apply manual filters.
So I hit the left arrow and go back.
Select all grades.
Select all.
A.
That's standard.
Delete grade. Del grade.
That's standard.
New message, control plus N.
And we've wrapped around. The only other two menus left are the window menu.
Preview pane, control plus PG up, window.
And you can see the preview pane.
Save window position.
Save window position.
Preview pane check, control plus PG up.
Then the help menu is...
PM Mail 2000 help dot 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 F1.
That's standard.
Help topics dot dot dot.
Well, I say that's standard. Really, it's a weird help system. You would expect the help topics to be F1, but they're not. The topics have their own setting, and we're on it now.
Keyboard, dot, dot, dot.
Keyboard. PML has an extensive listing of keyboard commands, and you can certainly use these. For instance, there are different ways of deleting a message. You can have PML delete and take you to the previous message, delete, take you to the next message, and it uses the function keys like F7, F8, F9 to do that. And I'll go over some more function keys shortly.
How to use help, dot, dot, dot.
How to use help, help for help.
Blueprint software works on the web sub menu.
I guess that would be helpful, wouldn't it? Blueprint software works on the web menu.
Register PM Mail 2000 submenu.
Register PM Mail 2000 submenu. We're going to come back to this shortly.
About PM Mail 2000 dot dot
dot. About PM Mail, that's obvious.
PM Mail 2000.
And we're back to the menu. Well, let's register the program here. Let's go ahead and hit Alt-H for help.
Help PM Mail to...
R, I'm using the control key to shut JAWS up so you don't have to listen.
Purchase PM Mail 2000. Register PM Mail 2000.
Okay, remember that register menu? We have purchase and we have...
Enter unlock code.
Enter unlock code.
Purchase PM Mail 2000.
And you just wrap back around.
Enter
I want enter unlock code. That's what we're going to do. So let's hit enter.
Enter unlock code. Thank you for purchasing PM Mail 2000. To register and unlock your copy of PM Mail 2000, please fill in the fields below with the information supplied by the order center. It is important to enter the information exactly as it was provided to you. Thank you for purchasing PM Mail 2000. To register and unlock your...
Okay.
Thank you for purchasing PM Mail 2000. To register and unlock your copy of PM Mail 2000, please fill in the fields below with the... Thank you for... Okay.
Okay, we have two fields.
Cancel. Help.
Okay, cancel and help.
Thank you.
In the first one...
This is an edit field.
It's an edit field. I use JAWS' insert F1 command. What's my name? So I'm going to type in Shane Jackson. Now, the next one is the registration field. I'm going to go into Windows Explorer by using the run command.
Run.
I'm going to type in a D colon, enter, for my D drive.
My
I'm going to go to purchases and receipts.
Purchases and receipts.
Okay.
Purchase.
I'm going to go to find my PM Mail receipt.
PM Mail 2000 standard.txt.
There it is.
PM Mail 2000 standard.txt
notepad.
Change. Thank you. We have questions.
And I'm going to find my.
Finally, so you will enter black or.
I'm just using down arrow to find my registration key.
Information. To a floppy for say or give it. Your blank name. Shane Jackson.
There's my name. I already have that entered.
Blank. Unlock code.
Unlock code.
E3P.
Now this is unreal. There's like four to five lines of numbers. And you have to copy and paste. So I'm gonna just hit shift down arrow and hold it down.
48
till I get to the end.
4D.
Okay, and I'm at the end. Okay, so I'm going to hit Control C to copy that. It's my registration key. I'm going to close Notepad.
Purchases.
Now.
PM Mail 2000 standard.txt 8 of 18.
I'm going to close down the Windows Explorer window.
My disk D. Purchases and receipts file folder 9. So my disk D. Enter unlock code. My disk D.
I'll close this.
PM Mail. Gold. Enter. Gold. Enter.
Okay. I'm sitting in the
blank.
Registration box. It says,
this is an edit field.
This is an edit field. I used insert F1 and it says blank. I'm going to hit Control V to paste it. Now, I'm going to hit Control End.
Blank.
And it says blank. I don't want blank.
Blank. E.
So I'm going to
blank.
Tab
blank.
Over. I'm going to hit the End key and I'm going to hit the Delete key to delete that blank.
Blank. Blank. Blank. Blank.
Okay.
Blank.
Now just hit backspace.
4D.
If you don't delete that blank at the end of the file when you copy it, it'll always copy a blank. If you don't do that, PM Mail will tell you that you have an invalid registration. Let's click OK.
OK.
And see if it's valid.
PM Mail 2000 registration. Registration was successful. Thank you for purchasing PM Mail 2000. Okay.
All right. My registration was successful, so enter.
PM Mail.
I now own the program. I've actually owned it for a year, but I was doing that for this review, of course. Filters. Much, much, much too sophisticated to go into in this review. I wish I had more time, but I do not. PM Mail has its own filtering language that you can learn if you so choose. You do not have to. It has two forms of filters, simple and complex. Simple is just like your Eudora filter or your Calypso filter. If you're familiar with those two email clients, you can set up a filter in PM Mail. It has a tab called Filters under the Accounts menu. Under Properties, you can see Filters menu. If you want complex, you need to learn the language, and there's extensive coverage of the filters subject in the help system. So certainly try that out. as I say, it's much too complicated for this review. This is just a basic overview of the program. PMMail uses your function keys, and I'll try and go over those as I know them. F1 is your help key. F2 is the check mail key. F3 is the exit key. F4, remote control. F5 is to send messages. And then the last few different ones, which I've never used, are for different delete methods. Delete up, delete down, that sort of thing. I just go back out into the message list and use the delete key. But certainly look at the keyboard menu, the keyboard option rather, under the help menu and try that out. It's very extensive. The address book is fairly simple. Control-Shift-A gets you in the address book.
Address book manager.
We're there. Address book manager, they call it. The default address book is PM mail addresses. You can make your own. The book commands, for instance, create, delete, copy, move, all that, for a book, are the Alt-Control keys. Let's hit the Alt key for the menu bar, and it'll say book.
Book.
Yep. And let's down arrow through this and let you see.
New address book, Control plus Alt plus N. Delete address book, Control plus Alt plus D. Properties, Control plus Alt plus P. Close, escape. New address book, Control.
And we wrap back around. Now for the next menu is the address menu.
New address, Control plus N. Address 0. New address, Control plus N.
Address, Control plus N.
New group.
New group. That doesn't have a hotkey. You have to hit enter on that. Doesn't have a hotkey at all.
Move address grade, Control plus M. Copy address grade, Control plus C.
And they're saying grade because I don't have any address selected.
Create address shortcut grade.
That doesn't have a hotkey either.
Delete address grade, Control plus D. Print. Properties grade, Control plus P.
Be careful because print is usually Control plus P, and in this menu system, Control plus P is properties. Print doesn't have a hotkey.
Print.
It has a shortcut key, but it doesn't have a hotkey.
Proper new address, Control plus N.
Okay, we've wrapped back around.
PM mail default.
So let's go to the next menu.
Mail.
Mail.
Mail selected addresses grade, Control plus A.
Control plus A. That means you can send messages to the selected addresses.
Mail selected book, Control plus B.
You could send them to the selected book.
Mail selected addresses, grade, Control.
That's the only two options.
Directory services, tools.
Directory services, that's like ping and finger and all that.
Search addresses.
Search addresses, same way that you can do inside of the message list. You can search extensively for different addresses. I encourage you again to look that over.
Import address database.
Import address database, you can import from a different email client.
Export address database.
Right, the opposite.
Directory services.
And we're back to the end.
Save window position.
And you have the save window, and that's the only one.
PM mail 2000 help dot 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 F1. Help topics, keyboard dot dot dot.
Then you have the same menu, except it's in the address book manager, which is different from the main PM mail window, but it's the same help system. Just different keystrokes and different commands, so try that as well.
PM mail 2000.
Okay. So that's the basic information about PM Mail and how it works. I would like to take you into the accounts menu and look at some of the options. We're going to run out of time here.
PM Mail.
But I'll try to go through it quickly. PM Mail, explain that right quick. If you go into properties, you'll just see some options that need to be basically left alone. But there's a couple you might want to change. Do you want PM mail to find out if it's your default mail, or you can change that. Use autocomplete. You can change that. For instance, if I go to send a new message, control N.
New message, Jack 728, 2.
Control N. I have one address in my address book. If I type an S, it's going to enter H-A-N-E and say Hane, which it'll be Shane. That's my name. That's the only address in there.
Hane.
That's what it said. And if I do a say line...
To Shane.
Okay, I'm going to hit escape. One thing, the CC and BCC fields
PM
in there are a toggle. In other words, you can't have both. You have to have one or the other. And it says to, so that makes it even more confusing. But as long as you know that the second to is your CC, you'll be okay. Now in the accounts menu,
PM Mail, fetch up.
We want to go to properties. If I'll hit the right key,
PM Mail to.
I hit the letter P for properties. We're in a dialog box of tabs. Now we've already been to the filters dialog, so we won't go there. Canned replies and hooks, that goes beyond the scope of this review, as does spell check, which is fully implemented, by the way. And editor. You can use a separate editor. If you don't like PML's editor, you can use Notepad or WordPad, whatever. So all of those are beyond the scope of this review. We could do an entire mini review on each one. But they're fairly straightforward. Just try them out. We're in the General tab, and it's basic information.
General.
Your name, your email client, your email servers, that sort of thing. You know, your name, your email address, your alternate name, your alternate email address if you have an alternate. You know, if you want to use an alias. Also, we have the
message list tab.
Message list tab. We have the
print setup tab.
Print setup tab.
Fonts.
And the fonts tab.
Cancel. Okay.
And this is under the accounts. Menu.
Cancel.
You have all these tabs here, and under the PM Mail accounts menu, you have the general, the send, the receive, the editor, that sort of thing, and that's what we're going to explore now. That's what I thought we were exploring just then, but we're not. Once again, I love live editing.
General.
Okay, we're in the menu I was previously discussing. And we're on the General tab, and once again, it contains your emails and your name and all that. So, next tab is Send.
Message list tab.
Well,
cancel.
If I can ever get us on the right menu, we'll find out, won't we?
Jack.
There we go.
General.
I had it right in the first place.
Receive.
Receive tab. Okay. This is for your receive settings. In other words, you have your
receive page, seconds, pop checked, one
pop,
or two.
You have your pop server.
Pops.
Then it lists your pop server.
Pop server. Mail.go.belsif.net.
That's my pop server. Then you have your port number.
Port 110.
110.
User ID. Jack7. Password. Password.
User ID and password, and then it has little radio buttons for different authentication systems. Passwords and some others I don't understand. I just use the passwords. That's what most use.
Ignore messages larger than not checked.
Ignore messages larger than. If you check that, you can ignore messages larger than.
30.
The default is 30. I would assume that's 30K. So if you don't want to receive messages bigger than that, you can tell it.
Receive using remote control not checked.
You can receive using remote control if you so choose. In other words, it'll automatically go into remote control instead of the main window.
Leave all messages on server not checked.
Leave all messages on server. You can check that if you want.
Reset.
Reset. That's reset default.
Quick interrogation check.
Quick interrogation.
Patch the incoming mail.
I don't know what that's
check
for.
Check for new mail every checked.
Check for new mail every. You can have that checked or not checked. It simply automates it. I have it.
3,600.
I have it set to do it every 3,600 seconds, which is every hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Help. Receive.
And back to the tabs.
Send.
Send tab. This is one that you all
send.
Will be interested in. It has your SMTP server.
SMTP checked.
Okay, it has the name of it.
Port 20.
Port 25, that's standard.
Pop server.
Pop server, that's if you want to use a different one, like an alias.
Port 110.
Okay, and it uses a port.
User ID.
User ID.
Password.
All that's for your pop server if you want to have an extra one or another one.
Passwords checked. What? Wrap messages checked.
Wrap messages, that's fairly standard.
WYSIWYG wrapping.
WYSIWYG wrapping. In other words, if what you see is what you get.
72.
It'll wrap at the 72nd character.
Enable HTML formatting by default, not checked.
Enable HTML formatting by default. Now, this is something that a lot of you are always interested in. If you check this, it will send and receive an HTML. If you don't check it, plain text. And I have it set for plain text.
Send immediately checked.
Send immediately. Most people like that when you finish with a message and hit F5, it won't queue it, it'll send it. If you have it unchecked, it'll just put it in the queue, and when you fetch mail or when you exit or whatever, it'll send it.
Save copy of outgoing mail not checked.
Save copy of messages, I have it not checked. If you want to have a copy of each message you send, check it.
Send after fetch checked.
Send after fetch, I have it checked. If you want PM mail to send every time you hit F2, in other words, I'll go look for mail and then I'll send your mail that you have queued. It will do that. If you uncheck that, it won't. It'll just check your mail. You'll have to queue it by hitting F5.
Default attachment.
Or send queued messages by hitting F5. Default attachment is MIME. You also have UUN code and BinHex. I'd leave it on MIME.
Okay.
And in OK, cancel, help.
Send.
Send. We're back to the tabs.
Preferences tab.
Preferences tab.
Preferences page. Day old messages from trash. View the full header of a message by default not checked.
View the full messages. View the full header of messages. If you want to see everything about a message, you check this. If you don't, leave it as is, and you'll just see the message list as you have it set up.
Quote message text and replies with the following string not checked.
Quote message text and replies with the following string, which is a greater than sign. I have it not checked. If you check it, it will quote. But I don't suggest you check that because you can use that include quoting that I spoke of earlier. Much easier.
Greater. Preserve original message formatting when quoting checked.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Close read window when replying not checked.
Close read window when replying. If you get a message and you want to reply to it, if you check this box, when you reply to it, it will close the read window. If the compose window, it's also known as. If you don't check this, it'll leave it open.
View the attachment area of an outgoing message by default checked.
That's obvious.
System beep not checked.
Okay, this is, do you want a system beep to happen when you get messages? And the opposite of that is...
Play a sound file checked.
Play a sound file checked. You can have either one of those checked or both of them checked. That's your choice. And then the next thing is the sound file itself.
Mail.log.
And then the browse.
Password protect this account not checked.
Password protect this account. That's a handy feature. If you want the account password protected, then password protected. If you don't, so be it. I don't have mine protected, but you can do that. That's a safety feature.
And this is a password edit control.
There's a password edit control. It's blank. It doesn't say
blank.
Anything. So you can enter your password.
Open account checked.
Okay, now this is at startup. When you first enter the program, do you want it to open your account? I do.
Fetch mail checked.
Fetch mail checked. You can also have it unchecked. It won't check it if you have it unchecked.
Send queued messages checked.
That's obvious.
On shutdown, remove checked.
On shutdown, remove from server.
Zero. Perform true deletes not checked.
Perform true deletes. What that means is don't send my messages to the trash bin, just delete them.
Okay.
And okay.
Help. Preferences.
Okay, and then we have...
Connection tab.
Connection tab. We're not going to fool with that.
Spell check tab.
Well, we'll fool with the connection tab. We'll go in here and say...
Connection page. Connect to the internet using an existing connection checked. 102.
That's obvious.
Use the following dial-up network and connection. None.
Okay, in my case, I select none.
Close the connection when finished with network use checked.
Okay, I don't need any of these because I don't use this, but if you have that checked and you're using dial-up networking, it will close when you're done checking.
Close the connection when closing PM Mail 2000 checked.
This will close the connection when you're closing PM Mail.
New dot dot dot. Edit dot dot.
That's a new
okay.
account. And then we're back to okay, cancel,
connection.
And help, connection.
Spell check tab.
Spell check tab, I'm not going to do.
Prompts tab.
Prompts tab. For time's sake, you have a list of prompts. In other words, it will ask you, do you want PM Mail to inform you of different things? For instance, when you delete a message, do you want it to tell you yes? Or, you know, are you sure? When you close the program, do you want it to let you choose yes or no? Are you sure you want to close? That sort of thing. Sort of like the dialogues we're going through. You just tab through them, and I already have mine set, so... You can check them or not check them.
Editor tab.
Editor.
Signature. Tab.
Hand replies
tab. Hand replies. Filters tab.
Filters.
Push tab.
Hooks. And that's it.
Cancel.
That's the basic menu message. Structure and the message structure. Those are the basics for PM Mail, and I apologize to you for not going into such things as the filters, the canned replies, and the search, and the spell checker. But as I say, we could do whole mini reviews on those topics. You can certainly find good help on them. I'm going to close the program down.
Gold Wave, Sound 1.
You can certainly find good support in the help files on each of those, especially the filters, and I encourage you to do that. If you need further info about this program, I don't know everything about it, nowhere near, but I know enough about it to have used it for a year. Certainly will be glad to help you in any way that I can. My address is Jack 728, J-A-C-K, 728 at Bell, B-E-L-L, South, S-O-U-T-H, .net. That's jack728 at bellsouth.net. My name is Shane, S-H-A-N-E, Shane Jackson, common spelling of Jackson. If you need information on PM Mail, you can go to the following website, http://www.blueprintsoftwareworks.com. And I'll spell that for you. It's rather long. It's www.blueprintsoftwareworks. Blueprint Software Works. That's a long website. They ought to call it pmmail.com, but that might infringe on another email client. I don't know. And in any event, blueprintsoftwareworks.com. Check out the standard and the professional version and decide which one is best for you.